Irish moonshine.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, just leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Hallo, ich bin Chris vom Podcast Erlebnis Irland. Heute geht es um den irischen Mondschein oder eben um das sagenumwobene irische Getränk Poteen. Poteen ist eine irische Spirituose, ein Schnaps. Bei uns in Deutschland würde man vielleicht sagen Vorlauf, der tief in der irischen Gesellschaft, Kultur und Geschichte verwurzelt ist. Der Name leitet sich vom irischen Wort Pot für Topf mit der Verkleinerungssilbe Poteen, also I-N ab, was dann so viel wie Töpfchen bedeutet. Traditionell war Poteen illegal in kleinen Töpfen destilliert worden, daher auch der Name. Außerhalb Irlands war Poteen bisher wenig bekannt, aber in den letzten Jahren tauchte dieses Produkt, dieses Getränk immer mal wieder auch in den Spirituosenregalen außerhalb der Grünen Insel oder in Online-Shops auf. Die Geschichte des irischen Poteen ist berüchtigt, da er eben lang als illegal und verboten galt. Bereits seit den 1600er Jahren wurde er destilliert und war auch unter der Bezeichnung wie Irish Moonshine bekannt, weil eben die Distiller dann hauptsächlich nachts unterwegs waren. Obwohl Poteen auf eine so lange Tradition zurückblickt, ist er außerhalb Irlands kaum bekannt, eben weil er bis dato streng verboten war und heimlich irgendwo schwarz gebrannt wurde. Erst 1997 wurde das Gesetz tatsächlich wieder geändert und Poteen wurde legal. Und einige Unternehmen sind dann eben auf den Zug aufgesprungen und haben wieder mit der Herstellung des Irish Moonshine begonnen. Der Name Poteen geht höchstwahrscheinlich auf eines der beiden irischen Worte Pota oder Pot zurück. Pota bedeutet eben kleiner Topf und bezog sich auf die Herstellung in kleinen Mengen, die meist mit Hilfe von kleinen Brennblasen erfolgte. Pot hingegen ist das irische Wort für einen Kater, vielleicht nach dem Alkoholkonsum, wieso das ein möglicher Namensgeber sein könnte. Dazu braucht man wohl keine extra Erklärung. Es macht noch mehr Sinn, wenn man bedenkt, dass die Spirituose damals, wohlgemerkt heute nicht mehr, aber damals bis zu 90% Alkohol enthalten konnte. Und sie wurde in Heimarbeit oder irgendwo in den Bergen heimlich hergestellt. Heute gibt es eine moderne Version des Namens, und zwar Poteen mit zwei E, also eine englische Version. Oder eben Poteen, also mit zwei, mit CH und den zwei E. Wobei eben diese dann der tatsächlichen Aussprache, diese Variante der tatsächlichen Aussprache tatsächlich am nächsten kommt. Wir waren ja im Connemara Heritage Center zu Gast und zum Thema Poteen hat Fee auch Martin befragt und hier ist, was er zum Thema Poteen zu sagen hatte.
So it was more like the home distilled whiskey Poteen, isn't it?
Poteen, yeah. Well, Poteen, first it was called Ishgebaha. And Ishgebaha means water of life. Now Ishgebaha, that's where the word whiskey comes from. Ishgebaha, in Ireland they called it Ishge. In Scotland they called it Whiskey. So whiskey is not a Celtic word. It's not a, an English word. It's not a German word. It's not a French word. It's not a, a Latin word. Ishke baha. Whiskey is, comes from the old Celtic word ishke. Ishke baha. Water of life. And the ishke baha then was made in the mountains. It was declared illegal here under British rule in 1661. The British outlawed the ishke baha. Now, the British couldn't enforce it in mountainous areas like this because there's no roads. So the Irish went to the mountains and they made their whiskey in the mountains. And that's when it became known as Mountain Dew. The Mountain Dew. Then they, today they call it Poitín. Poitín comes from the word pot. They had a big pot on the fire and they had a little pot. And the little pot was constantly brewing. Night and day, you could say. And there was a pipe going from the little pot out to the back wall. And they had a shed, a little cow house beside the house. And that's where they had their worm, where the steam was getting through. That's where it was being distilled. So this was constantly, and that's where the word comes, poitín. 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 So it changes the name from ishke baha, Mountain Dew, poitín, moonshine in America, because they were moving it at night time. So they called it moonshine. He must have drank the
a bit of, yeah, but he can be very nice too, so yeah. So the difference between poitín and whiskey is just the amount that is distilled, isn't it? Or is it very different?
The difference is whiskey today is dyed. There's a dye in it. You cannot get alcohol through a still with the colour. So the colour is put in afterwards. Now where the colour came in the past was, they used to leave the whiskey in barrels for a year maybe sometime, you know, the older the better. So if they had it in an oak barrel there for a long time, then it gets the colour of the barrel, the oak colour. And that's where the colour came into the whiskey first. They were storing it in the barrels, maturing it. You mature the whiskey. Then they matured their whiskey. We say it's a Jameson or a Paddy. So Paddy does his own whiskey and he has 10 or 11 barrels there full of whiskey. But the whiskey out of that barrel could now be a different colour and the whiskey in this barrel. It could be darker brown there and brighter brown here. So if you put that into different bottles, you say, well, that's a Paddy whiskey. How come it's so bright and how come that's so dark? You say maybe the dark stuff was better. It wasn't. It was just the different timber in the barrel. Now, all whiskies, every brand, Paddy, Jameson, Powers, all these Irish whiskies and whiskies in Scotland as well, they have their own uniform colour. And they put in a uniform dye into the whiskey. Whereas when we make the poitín here, it's distilled. It's not stored in barrels. So it comes out of the still just like spring water. Plus the fact, the poitín they made here, or the ishke baha they made here 1,000 years ago, was at a certain height between 66 and 70%. Now when the government brought in regulations, they said no whiskey in Ireland should be above 45%. So the older people then making the poitín would say, you could buy poitín in Ireland today at 42%. It's made different anyhow. It's not made like the old way. But the older people would say, and I spoke to them, I said, we can bring down the proof if we bring down the proof poteen, now you can sell it. You get a license to sell it. And you can set up your own stills. And the older fellow would say, well, he said, you can do that. But you should no longer call it poteen. Mm-hmm. And I said, why? Because once you touch, once you bring down the proof, then it's the same as any other whiskey. It's not. It's not the poteen. Poteen is 66%, and that's the why they used to. They used to drink poteen going into a hospital. And the reason they drank it was to protect them from contacting something, because at 65 or 66%, that is also a disinfectant. Mm-hmm. It is so strong, it disinfects. So you go into a hospital, you take a shot of the poteen, whatever ailments is in there, if there is, even if there's COVID-19 in it, you won't catch it. Not that time anyhow. You're disinfected. You're
same as wine at that time.
Yeah, same as wine.
You put a little bit in the water and then it's disinfectant and helps you to survive. Yeah.
And it's the same with they used to do then for operations as well. So if you got a bad cut on your hand, they'd get the poteen to. It's like what does the doctor put on your hands? Mm-hmm. He puts on a coat. He puts pure alcohol, because it's a disinfectant. Mm-hmm. It kills germs, and the higher the proof is, the better. Mm-hmm. So that's what they said, taking the poteen. Now, in ancient times in Ireland, there was wakes. You know, a wake. A wake would be said, it was waking the dead. So what it meant was, they had wakes for 3 days. And they had them there, like, to see would they come back to life again. Mm-hmm. Waking. You know, it made sense. A wake. Now, the Celtic people or the old Irish people, when you went to a wake, the 3 things they had at the wake was drink, tobacco, and snuff. And those 3 things were germ killers. Tobacco as well kills germs. So when you came into a house, the first thing you got at the door was a glass of poteen. So you drank that. And you might get another few during the night. And then they were smoking pipes. And then they also had, in certain cases, they had the snuff. This stuff, snuff. So if you drank the poteen coming in the door, you come in the door, you drank the poteen, then you went back to the room to see the dead man. But at that time, you didn't know what that dead man died from. He could have died from a fever. He could have died from tuberculosis. And these diseases were spreading. So it wasn't just for giving you a drink. This was really, they were thinking, we don't want this disease to spread. You could wipe out the whole community. Mm-hmm. So we thought later on, oh, it was just getting, you know, having a good time, give them drink. And, you know, you don't have a wake without whiskey and drink. But this was an old tradition. And it's carried on right up to this very day. But the people today don't realise why this tradition started. But it was to kill germs. It was wise. It was a wise.
I didn't know that either, so.
A great idea, like, to stop the spread of disease. Mm-hmm. And I had my grandfather was during the famine. And he went to a holy well, and there was a pilgrimage to a holy well on a Sunday. And all these meeting places was a great place to spread anything people had, you know, groups of people meeting. So he went to this well, my grandfather, and on the way back from the well, he went into a house, a man by the name of Joyce. And in the house, he got a couple of glasses of poteen. So he drank the poteen. On the way back home, then he went into another house. And he drank tea there. And anybody that went into that house, somebody died in that house a few days later with the fever, the famine fever, they call it, or whatever kind of fevers were going around that time. So any person that went in there, they got the fever. A lot of people died. And then they went around, the health crowd went around that, some whatever kind of way they had them. They went around and said, yes, we better round up some of these fellas that visited that house and tell them and take them into hospital and try and save them. So a lot of them were dying. So then they found out that my grandfather visited the house. And they said, did you visit that house? Faith, I did, he said. And did you drink tea? I did. And I ate bread in it, he said. So they examined him and not a thing on him. And just, this man must have fierce resistance against any disease. And they took him in to Galway and they examined him. No. He has no fever, no famine fever. He hasn't contacted this. And how did this man escape that? And I assure you were in the house. I was in the house, he said, and I drank tea and I ate bread there, he said. And they said, and where were you before that, they said, coming from the pilgrim. He said, I was in Jice's house, he said. And had you tea there, they said. No, I got no tea there, he said. But he said, I got two glasses, he said, of whiskey. He didn't say putchy, no. Two glasses of whiskey. They knew it wasn't whiskey because they had no whiskey there at that time. You mean you drank two glasses of the putchine? Yeah, that's what I done, he said. And that's when it clicked with the doctors. The doctor said, that's what saved his life.
So drinking doesn't kill, it saves lives.
At times it saves your life. You know, and that's a true factual story.
Na dann Prost. Ich hoffe, dass dir diese Episode gefallen hat. Wenn du auch mal Lust hast, live mit uns Irland zu erleben, dann schau doch einfach mal bei unseren Fotoworkshops und Fotoreisen auf unserer Seite Fotoerlebnisse vorbei. Oder aber, wenn du Böcke hast, direkt mit uns zu chatten, wenn du Fragen oder Anregungen hast, dann gerne über unsere Facebook-Seite oder aber über unsere Gruppe Erlebnis Irland. Ich wünsche dir noch einen schönen Tag. Bis bald, dein Chris und
deine Fee.